parents or carers. It was great to see many parents and grandparents in school on Tuesday for our open evening morning. It was also encouraging to read the comments which many visitors wrote when they signed out at the end of the morning. Below are just a few of the comments. Thank you, wonderful to be able to see the children enjoy school. I had a fantastic time with all the children. Thank you. I was very impressed. Keep up the good work. Thank you for your informative tour and lovely morning. A very enjoyable morning with enthusiastic and polite children. This is now the fourth year of open mornings, and we again succeed the previous number of parents and relatives visiting. We also have the highest number of prospective parents visiting this year, which is very encouraging indeed. I was extremely proud of the Year 5 members of our school choir who performed at the Healthy Schools presentation for Essex Schools at Shire Hall last Friday. We were one of the four other schools invited to perform. Our pupils were a real credit of King's Road. Thank you for all your continued support, and I hope that you enjoy the half-term break and looking forward to seeing you all in school for the learning conferences early next half-term. Yours sincerely, Phil Kariaki. Half-term family fun. Our family support coordinator, Anna Davies, and extended school coordinator, Elizabeth Bingley, will again be running the very successful family art, craft and garden days in the forthcoming half-term on the dates below. All students and parents and carers are all invited to turn up at any venue and have some fun getting messy and creative. Free entry, free refreshments, free activities. You should have already received a flyer given details of the activities. If you know you will be going to one or more than of the sessions, complete the slip and return to the office. Not sure? Don't worry, just turn up. If you need any other information, you can speak to the school office, Anna Davies, at her parent drop-off in Fridays from 8:30 a.m. We look forward to seeing you there.
Tuesday, the 18th October, 12 o'clock noon to 12 p.m. Melbourne Park Primary School. Wednesday, the 29th October, the 12th noon to 3 p.m. Thursday, the 30th of October, 12 noon, 3 p.m. King's Road Primary School. Thursday, the 30th of October, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Lawford Mead, Infant and Junior School.
Uniform orders or queries.
Mrs. Whoops, our new finance manager, is available every day from 9 a.m. and also at the end of the day to answer any uniform queries you may have. Please note that whilst we do have small quantities or jumpers, fleeces, etc. in stock, it may be necessary to order the size of the uniform you require. Payment for orders is needed to on collection, not when you order.
Shoe Aid for Africa campaign.
Thank you to everyone who donated shoes last week in our large collecting box outside the office. The shoes will be smartened up. Kiwi the Shoes Care experts are doing this and distributed to children in Africa in time for the new school year in January. Important note for Year 6 parents, senior school applications.
27th of October, last date for receipt on common application form, CAF, both paper and online. Applications received after this date will generally be treated as late. The online system will not accept applications after this date. If you have not yet received the acknowledgement from Essex County Council, contact them before the end of Monday, the 27th of October, to ensure that they have received your application.
Children born between the 1st of September 2004 and the 31st of August 2005.
Do you have a child born between these dates? If so, you should have received details from Essex County Council on how to apply for a place at primary school next September. The deadline for applications is 1st of December 2008, and you must either return the form direct to Essex County Council or complete the application online. Confused or not received an application pack? Then call into the office as soon as possible. All forms received after the closing date will be classed as late applications, and you may not get your first choice. Don't delay, fill in the form now. New dinner menu after half term.
The children will be bringing out a new 3-week menu tomorrow, which will take effect when we return after half term. Please keep it somewhere safe and discuss the daily options with your child. Any queries, please speak to the school office.
PTA Corner.
Dear parents, tonight in our school disco for year 1 to 6, and hopefully your child is having or has had a great time. Thank you to the army of parents and staff who have helped out again. When we return from the half-term break, we will be gearing up for our 2 final fundraisers of 2008. Children in Need, Friday the 14th of November, where the children will do something during their school day and be able to buy muffins after school.
Christmas Bazaar, Saturday the 29th of November, 2 till 4 p.m. We are, as ever, indeed of help before, during and after the bazaar. The children will again be running their house stalls this year, so please start collecting new items that can be sold. The simplest things, like red bubble bath for Marconi, red. Bottle of Pepsi for Hearst, blue. Bag of fruit pastels for Tyndall, green. A packet of tennis balls for Crompton, yellow. Works really well. Also, start sorting out your unwanted bric-a-brac toys. Please do not send in them yet. We will let you know when you can bring them into school.
For those of you that have started to think about your Christmas shopping, then please use ptaplanet.com when searching online, as we get money every time you use their search engine. A flyer should be coming out with your children this week. And finally, our next meeting is Tuesday the 4th of November in the Small Hall at 2 p.m. Please come along to meet us and enjoy a tea or coffee.
Regards, Jenny Playford, PTA Chairman.
Next PTA meeting, Tuesday the 4th of November, 2 p.m. Small Hall. Note, different time. Christmas Bazaar, Saturday the 29th of November, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Woo! Parking in the area. If you have to use your car to transport your child to and from school, please park sensibly and consider local residents. The local church and pub kindly allowed us parents to use the car parks at the beginning and end of the day for very short periods of time, as long as the people park sensibly. Please do not abuse their kindness. There is plenty of parking down Corporation Road alongside Kings Road and North Avenue. Please note that there is no parking at any time in the slip road outside the main entrance to the school. Dinner, money, letters, envelopes, etc. We ask parents to put all money for dinners, school trips, swimming, PTA, events, etc. in envelopes and then place them in one of the two boxes by the school office hatches. The envelope should be clearly marked with your child's name, the amount of money you put in the envelope and what the money is for, i.e. dinner, swimming, trip, etc. If you are not able to enclose the right money, your change will be kept in the school office and can be collected at the end of the day.
Please make every effort to use an envelope. It does not have to be a new one or use a piece of paper folded and sealed with sellotape. Alternatively, you could use a plastic money box or purse. We can return them via your child and they can be reused. The only money that is paid direct to the class is snack money for Miss Gibson's and Miss Thomason's children. Please give that to the adult in the classroom. Photographs. Late orders. The photographer that has now collected all the photograph orders returned to school and they should be delivered to us during the week. We return after half term. If you would still like to order photographs, you will need to spend your order envelope together with the appropriate payment and an extra £2 towards postage and packing. And spend to the follow address: Braystick Photographic Co. Ltd. Leslie House, Caterwood, Manning Tree, CO 11 1J.
Special Guy Fawkes Lunch, Wednesday the 5th of November. Red option, mega banger and beans with jacket potato. Green option, veggie banger and beans with jacket potato. Both served with fresh cheese, bread, warm chocolate brownie. Remember the 5th of November. There'll be no blue option for this day.
Change to dinner menu on Tuesday the 4th of November. Red option, roast turkey and stuffing, roast potatoes and mixed veg. Green option, spicy vegetable turnover, roast potatoes and mixed veg. Blue option, jacket potato with baked beans, cheese or tuna.